Dictation for Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Capen, C-A-P-E-N, September 745. Address as a letter to family practice, residency, Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Mowbray, M-O-W, P as in boy, R-A-Y-P-A-C, 629-8145. Dear Jessica, post-hospital follow-up for Diana. She has metastatic endometrial cancer to liver, retroperitoneal and peritoneal seeding. Comes accompanied with two daughters, weight loss, poor appetite, nausea but no vomiting, no dysphagia, chronic abdominal pain, loose stools, 2-3 times a week, each time 2 or 3 bowel movements in a day, no changes in urination, no gross edema, weak, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Other review system done to have a discussion with Dr. Akat, AKKAD, in 2 days if there is any further chemotherapy that can be done. Weight is down to 88, blood pressure by nurse 100 and 174. She was crying from her medical situation. Breath sounds are decreased, non-pleural effusion, but no respiratory distress. There is some degree of tachycardia regular, no pericardia wrap, no gross abdominal distension, no major tenderness today, muscle wasting, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, present medications, only Eliquis, as needed, Sofran, Campasin, Tylenol. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, November 25, creatinine 2.68, representing a GFR 17, anemia 9.7, elevated white blood cell platelets, normal sodium potassium acid base, poor nutrition, normal calcium, phosphorus less than 4.8, normal glucose. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure. Patient has metastatic endometrial cancer as indicated above. Recently exposed to carboplatin. In the hospital, left-sided severe colitis with diarrhea or oral intake. IV contrast exposure, gastrointestinal bleeding. She did have severe pancytopenia from the chemotherapy and then reactive elevated white blood cell count as she received Neulasta, N-E-U-L-A-S-T-A, at the time of carboplatin. Any decision about invasive procedures like dialysis needs to be correlated with what oncology can do and what patient is willing to do, given her metastatic process to lymph nodes, retroperitoneal, however no obstruction, peritoneal area, liver. If not candidate for any further chemotherapy, no dialysis will be offered and encourage palliative hospice care. As she's eating very poorly, we are liberalizing diet. She likes a high protein shake. I have no problem with that. All issues discussed at length with the patient and family members, emotional support provided. End of dictation.